is AP News Minute. In Newtown, Connecticut, students returned to class with tightened security after last week's school massacre. More funerals are also being held for the 20 children shot to death by a gunman, along with 6 adults at Sandy Hook Elementary. That school remains closed as a crime scene. White House spokesman Jay Carney says President Barack Obama is actively supportive of efforts on Capitol Hill to reinstate an assault weapons ban. The president would also back legislation to close the gun show loophole, which allows people to buy guns from private dealers without background checks. The White House is rejecting House Speaker John Boehner's backup plan for avoiding fiscal cliff tax hikes. Boehner has called for a separate bill that would extend tax cuts for people making up to $1 million just in case a deal is not reached by January 1st. NBC's chief foreign correspondent says he and several colleagues were kept bound and blindfolded for 5 days in Syria. Richard Engel has said he thinks the kidnappers were a Shiite militia group loyal to the Syrian government. Ross Simpson, the Associated Press, with AP News News.